people still persecuted for simply what they believe? Breaking news on the global crisis of people persecuted for their faith, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know, this is one of the new emphases that I'm putting on my broadcasts on a regular basis, because I feel like it is just that important, particularly as it relates to the global picture of what we talk about from all the other perspectives, the news, the front page events, the national happenings, the political scene in Washington and in the individual regions around the world. And it's one of the reasons why I'm very honored to have Christian Solidarity International as partners to discuss these things. And today I'm very honored to have Dr. John Eibner back with us, who has not only written extensively about this issue, but he also advocates for it on a national level. And if you remember, I often describe CSI as being a kind of two-pronged approach. There is the on-the-ground helping people in the immediate relief that they need from the suffering that they are undergoing, but there's also the advocacy that tries to engage national governments, national voices, national issues, so that they can help lead global authorities into different directions. And they've been successful on both of these fronts, both in the immediate and in the national advocacy. But Dr. John Eibner is back with us. Dr. Eibner, it's good to have you here and good to hear your voice. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much. It's wonderful to be back with you and with your wonderful audience.
Let's talk a little bit today about Iran and Saudi Arabia. I don't think a lot of people, when they think of the issue of persecution, you know, we think of these countries as very much part of the national dialogue of terrorism and strategy for how we should proceed with national defense. But the idea that Christians are being genuinely injured there, hurt, persecuted, killed, is not something that makes much of the conversation these days. So what can you tell us about them?
Well, in both countries, Christians are severely persecuted. In Iran, Christians are at least legally allowed to exist, and you will find churches and church communities. There are severe restrictions on churches. Of course, there's no political freedom for anybody in Iran, but Christian communities can exist. They do exist. They suffer. They have a difficult time, but they're allowed to be there. The more violent persecutions that you find in Iran are focused on converts from Islam to Christianity, and to those Christians who preach the gospel openly and are facilitators of people turning to Christ away from
Islam. Why is conversion viewed so harshly in that culture?
Well, it's viewed as a threat to the establishment. It's not only, of course, in that culture, but Christianity in many parts of the world, but especially in the Islamic world, is viewed as a threat. Christianity represents another global world religion. Christianity preceded historically Islam. These Islamic states are very, very sensitive to the fact that Christianity has a historic legitimacy. The Iranian leaders, for example, feel very uncomfortable by the fact that there's an ancient Christian tradition in Iran. Not only in Iran, but in the Middle East, it predates Islam. When you have a regime that is the Islamic Republic of Iran, emphasis on the Islamic, and there's another faith that is attractive,
right,
and has some legitimacy to the population, it becomes a political threat. And that is why there's a special fear. They allow some of the what we call ethnic churches. For example, there are Armenian minorities. There are Assyrian minorities in Iran. There's, of course, an ancient Jewish minority in Iran. And these communities are allowed to exist, provided that they don't reach outside of their community to the mainstream Iranian community. So, for example, the Armenian churches are recognized. People can go to church on Sunday. You can practice your faith in that way. But as you practice your faith, it will have to be in the Armenian language. They don't want preaching in Farsi.
Hmm.
They don't want the gospel proclaimed in a way that the mass of the people will be able to hear it and understand and, of course, respond to it. So they are able to, they have a system of accepting the existence of Christian communities, provided they are in a minority ethnic setting and they are as isolated from the mainstream of Iranian or Persian culture as possible. But, you know, they do, they exist, they come down hard, especially on, say, converts and those Christians who are bold enough to share the gospel, and these kinds of people end up being harassed, imprisoned, generally not for long periods of time, but the harassment continues, and they have to come up with $10,000, $20,000 worth of bail to get out of jail, and there's a general harassment of these people to obviously make it, being a Christian, not a very attractive proposition for the Iranian population.
Sure, sure. Dr. Eibner, the segment went by really quick, and we spent all of our time on Iran. Let me have you back soon to talk about Saudi Arabia as well, because that is equally important. But before we go, just real quickly, 10 seconds, what can Christians in America best do to help the Christians in Iran?
Well, of course, there's always prayer, and they can raise their voices, especially when there are Christians in prison, Christians who are arrested, and there are court cases. We can pray for them. We can sign protest petitions and make.
Basically,
our,
the
our
idea is known. the bottom line is get involved. Don't just sit back. Don't just let it happen, but get involved. Friends, you can do that by calling CSI at 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, and find out more about how you can help the Christians in Iran right now. 888-342-1010. Kevin McCullough, so glad to be able to put this spotlight on this issue. It's important every little while, and as the news continues to be made, we'll keep you posted. Dr. John Eibner, it's an honor to have you with us. Thank you for being here at this time. Kevin McCullough.